Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Before we get started, just to let you know, this episode is with my buddy Tom. I worked with him. We speak about this a little bit in the podcast, but I worked with him for quite a while. That's actually how I know him. We get into that. He's in a band called Seasons and Wreckage, which link a lot to Callum's band, Decipher, who are now called Placeholder, which was the last two podcasts were about. So when we speak about Callum and Decipher, we mean Callum and Placeholder. But, you know, in the podcast with Callum, I get into that sort of details and stuff, and it's not hugely relevant. It still kind of makes sense in this podcast. And in this one, we speak about Netflix shows quite a lot. We speak about veganism and vegetarianism. We speak about the shooting in Las Vegas, which I think it might have been about a month ago now, but it's semi-recent. We spoke about that quite a bit, and like gun laws and that sort of thing. And we speak about depression a little bit as well. I will also add a little thing, which at one point I was just listening back to it and it really annoyed me because I meant to be such a Star Wars fan, and I made a big mistake. When I quoted something from episode 5, I said, "Luke, I am your father." Okay, just to qualm anyone who's as much of a nerd as I am, I know the actual quote is, "No, I am your father." So just in case anyone listens to that, you know, I'm sure no one will care or no one will notice, but you know, I care and I notice, so yeah. And another thing we talk about the Las Vegas shooting and gun laws and that sort of thing as well, I forgot to say, that I found out, I think it was about a week ago, because obviously this was recorded quite a few weeks ago, but I found out, I think, a week or so ago that a lot of the guns the gunman had in the Las Vegas shooting were, like, illegal. They weren't with gun licenses and stuff. So it does change that story a little bit, and it does obviously affect what we were talking about in regards to it, but our stances are still sort of the same on gun laws. You know, we get into it in the podcast. No point me trying to defend myself wholly before you even heard it, but yeah, so just so you know, that he had a lot of illegal guns as well, not just ones that he bought from there. I think that's about everything. Yeah, so I'll get on with the podcast, and I've also got a new intro. I've got one. Reese, who's obviously on the first podcast, a buddy of mine, a couple of years ago, maybe a bit longer actually, quite a few years ago, he made this dubstep song. It's what's the term? I think it's light step or something. It's just like super chill dubstep, and he made a song called Under the Bridge. And he put it on YouTube, and go check it out, it's a cool song. And he said he was nice enough to say I can use it for the intro. So the last one I had is just a kind of crappy one that I used to use for some other things. So this one, it's mixing isn't perfect, but it sounds a lot cooler, you know. So that's that. I'll put a link to Under the Bridge, the YouTube video, probably in all the future podcast links or something, or maybe a few until I forget. But yeah, so enjoy the new intro. I've been rambling on for way too long now, so I apologize. Enjoy the intro. Sorry about the Star Wars mix-up, and I love each and every one of you for listening. So this is part one. Part two will be up next week. Thanks for listening, guys. Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton. Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And today's interesting person is Tom.
Hello there.
That's my favourite one thus far. I used to work with Tom back when I worked at a place called Wizbit/Band CDs. It was CD production. Yep, they exist. And cassettes, weirdly enough, which is even more bizarre that they are still going. I'm going to get the director of the company to hopefully do a podcast with me at some point as well to talk about all the random niche retro stuff. Yeah, I worked with Tom for, I don't know, was it 3 years or something?
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, 3, coming up to 4 probably.
Yeah, before I left you in the dust, left you in the
ashes. He did, just left me with all of your work.
That's the only reason he agreed to the podcast, just because he could actually talk to me again, because we haven't actually spoken since I left the company like a few months ago.
We saw each other once when you popped by. That's about it.
Just popped by. For a very mild amount of thing, just I left the company. It was really good there, but it's a very small company, there's no progression, and I just wanted a bit of a change. I've been there for like 4.5 years, so I was just a bit sick of it. Well, not sick of it, but I was just like, I kind of fancy a change, so I did, and I went to Utilita and it sucked ass, and then I was unemployed for 7 weeks, and now I'm working at Portmore, which is great.
I can't wait for the manager of Utilita to listen to
this podcast and be like, how dare he. Well, my manager Warren was actually a really nice guy. He was really good, and he said that he believed that I'd do great things when he didn't realise I'd
just
be...
not at Utilita.
Yeah. not here, sir. You'll be doing great things, but not with us. No,
there are quite a lot of like bosses, I think, who are very aware when they run a shit company. Well, and they're just like, you're not gonna stay.
Well, the thing is, he was just the leader of a department, of the energy department bit that I was in. There's only about 10 of us.
Yeah,
it was weird because one of Alex's, my ex Alex, one of her old friends, Hannah, worked there as well.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that.
Yeah, so that was quite random, chatting to her for a bit, and then I bailed, so it's just like, I can't be leaving with a very good impression and just break up with her friend. Oh, I haven't seen Mike in ages. Oh, he's shit at this job. Oh, he bailed because he's so bad. Okay. It's like, yeah, whoops. But I'm happy now. Anyway, we have actually spoken a little bit since... we've spoken a fair amount since I left Wisbit and whatnot, but sort of, you're in a band.
I am in a band, as sort of.
Well, most people that I have on here, or are friends with us, do have some talent. My talent is getting people in a room. What'd you say?
Talking.
I was going to say getting people in a room and talking at them. That's my talent. That's my skill. I can verbally waterboard someone. It's great. It's beautiful. But yeah, you're in a band. And well, it's funny because the... I don't know if I'll release this one before or after the one with Callum. I think I'm going to release the one with Callum first, I imagine. So, Callum, obviously, if people don't know, he's a friend of mine who's in a band called Decipher, or they're called Decipher at the moment. They may change their name, which he mentioned in the podcast. So it's all getting very confusing.
Oh, we have so much to get on to name change.
Yeah. So you're in a band. What are they called?
Currently, yeah. Seasons in Wreckage.
Right, so a lot of people may know that band. They're like a... Is it hardcore?
Well, it's melodic hardcore. So okay. That's just the genre. It's just hardcore with a melodic...
twist to it, yeah. Okay, so you're in that band, and basically the reason I bring up Callum was because if you want to stay, like, go back to sort of when shit sort of started to hit the fan with Seasons. We'll just talk about that for a bit, just kind of see...
As in, like, going bad? Well, I suppose not going bad.
I don't know where you want to start, really. It's just...
I thought you were going to say at the very start of Seasons.
Oh, not the very start. Like... No, when you were there and stuff, and then how things have changed over the last... It's probably been about 2 years, hasn't it, since...
Yeah, I mean, it was... I guess, well, we found our old drummer, who is now not with us. And, yeah, he was like really talented. He had like a drum shed and things like that. And then Jay, who's our like rhythm guitarist, he rejoined the band because he was in the band like before. And then that was all going really well. And then, our singer Harry decided to just move to Cornwall and do a study of course in marine biology. He told us this on our Facebook group and stuff. And then we were about to go and record Courage, which I think probably has been out for a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Now. So we kind of did that, like we discussed it, and we made that like his last thing before leaving. And then since then, we've just been trying to like fill the gaps. Our drummer went off to Liverpool Uni. And then...
Because you were obviously the bassist.
Yes.
You've now become the front... Is it front man? I guess you are.
I don't know. I mean, it's not been confirmed or anything yet, so this is kind of a leak. Yeah. Well. But it's just something we've been trying out, because when we were looking for vocalists, like, it was very hard, because Harry was very talented. And finding someone who can sing and scream and is local is just a nightmare. And the amount of people we had who weren't even local just message us trying to apply for it, and it's just like, it's never going to work. Like,
yeah, when they live, even if they live in London, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive at least.
Yeah, and it's like trying to get us in a room together when we're like half an hour from each other, if that is hard enough.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was just some people came along who could like only do cleans, and then some people could only do screams, and then it was just trying to find something. So I just suggested to the guys, I was like, do you want me to give it a go? And then... I recorded at Jay's house once, and came out pretty well, and then we just practiced while we were searching.
Yeah.
And so far that's going pretty well. And we've pretty much got like a good few tracks now to come out.
Yeah.
Which I've done some vocals for, but since I've never like written a whole EP or anything like that before, it's taken me a bit longer.
Yeah. Well, the reason I bring up Callum is because there was an Alberito, wasn't it?
Well, when he filled in for us.
Well, yeah, because there was a time where Decipher supported Seasons, was that right? And then Callum did a mic grab at one point and sung a bit of a song with Harry. And then a while after that, I think it was, wasn't it?
I think it wasn't... They weren't supporting us that time. I think he just came along to the show.
Oh, okay. Because
the time that they supported us was when Callum filled in for Harry, because he wasn't able to do the show.
So Callum did two sets.
But he also did guests on, I think it was Moralist, who played between us. So he literally did vocals in three bands in one night.
Oh, it was also Moralist. I'm hoping to get them on, or at least Stu, because obviously I know Stu Kroll. Hoping to get him on here as well. Just any band that knows any band. I'm just going to get them all connected. There's a big network of bands who know each other. Mm-hmm. Like the female vocalist in the Decipher Shadows song, Bobby Lovejoy. Yeah. I'm going to get her on there as well. So there's every band that's associated with any other band. I'm going to try and get them on.
Yeah. There's always some sort of drama or something going on with bands.
There does always seem to be something. So I'm talking with the list because I've just pulled a hair out of my mouth. Because obviously with Decipher, when Callum was talking about it, it's like the bassist George got married and left the band, and then Reese, the drummer, who obviously Reese is on the podcast, he left the band. And they've got two new members in now, but obviously it's still, every time you get a new member, it just slows, it's like,
it slows everything down.
Yeah. Even if they're better than the last member, it's like a car. If your car is going, you know, and you have to pit stop, even if you go faster when you're back on the road or back on the track, you still have that pit stop moment.
Yeah. I think it depends on their motivation and stuff as well. Cause like a new member can come in, but they're probably going to be looking to the rest of the band for sort of the guide and where you're going, because they've only just joined, so they don't have any idea. Yeah. But then, if the band's like, for example, Seasons, it's like we're trying so hard to find other people, and we've potentially found, like, we've got a couple of options now, but for so long it's been like we don't know what to do. People do lose motivation, like,
yeah.
So then if someone new comes in, the rest of the band's not motivated, it just like still, it slows everything down. So
yeah, I can imagine being that sort of I've got hiccups now. This is terrible. I'm just already like 10 minutes.
Terrible host.
I am. To be honest with you, this is the, I'm hoping this will be the first podcast out of, I think it's the last three that my alarm hasn't gone off.
I asked you for Evian water, and what is this, tap?
Yeah, I got you.
What kind of service is this?
It's pathetic, isn't it? Yeah, I got you. And a glass on it that says, happy 21st birthday. You're not even 21.
I'm not. And there's no band.
Nope, there's no band.
Playing the intro, like, not other bands.
Oh, yeah. Well, the band playing the intro, yeah. I keep them locked away in a cupboard. Yeah.
You make them dress up as the Cantina band.
Oh, that would be so amazing. Oh, man. There's actually, weird enough you say about that, the video I was watching on YouTube when you came here, is actually, there's a book that's come out called From a Certain Point of View, and it's four, I think it's 40, short stories about characters from A New Hope that aren't the main characters. So it's got, like, the main, you know, the bar guy in A New Hope, who's like, you know, no droids, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We give a backstory, the reason why he doesn't like droids. And it's like, because his family were killed by droids in the Clone Wars. Just things like that. And it's just like, there's backstories for, have you heard about the stormtrooper who hits his head?
No.
In A New Hope, there's a bit, I'm not 100% on this, I'm going to have to look it up, because I'm meant to be such a big Star Wars fan and people get triggered. I think it's the bit where, when Luke and Han are saving Leia in the Death Star, take her out of the prison, out of the prison-y bit, the cell, and then they go through the garbage chute thing, and then there's the door that opens, and they're saying there's like almost like a chasm in the middle, and he uses the hook and he swings across, and then they're stuck at the door, and that bit as a stormtrooper which hits his head on like a door frame.
Is that just not a really clumsy act?
Well, that's it. It's not meant to be, it wasn't meant to be like canon or anything. It was the first, obviously New Hope was quite a, well, it's a very difficult film to make and that sort of thing, especially with the lack of a huge budget and whatnot.
And low ceilings.
And so this stormtrooper hit his head, it's always been like a running joke throughout Star Wars fans, and they've actually made him, like, they've acknowledged him, been like, oh, he's just a shit stormtrooper, he's got a little short story to go with him.
Has he got a little dent in his helmet or something?
That would be amazing. Yeah, I'm not fully sure, but I haven't read the book, it's only been out like a day or so, but the video I was watching was about the book, and a little hint, just like plot hole fillings and stuff like that in there, and it's like, that's really cool, and it's just like all these 40 different characters. I think they've got, I think Yoda, there's a short story about Yoda, and I think there's a short story about Obi-Wan as well. And I think Qui-Gon.
A short story about Yoda.
Oh, you're so mean. and I just thought that was so cool. Yeah. It's like a movie mistake, and they make it canon. It's just like, that's so good. Mm. Oh, man. Have you been watching Clone Wars? Have you been keeping up?
I haven't watched it since you left. I have got it there, but I got like sidetracked by other things. What, like, have you been watching? Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah, I wish this show sponsored Rick and Morty or anything to do with Rick and Morty, even by association. I fucking love that show. Are you caught up?
Yes, I watched ABC Beth. I think that's the most recent. Yeah. I don't. The next one comes out on the 7th. So
yeah, because we get it on Netflix a few days after America does.
So I'm caught up on our Netflix.
Yeah, me too.
It's been good.
It has been good. I like it. I still think the best season is probably the first season. I think.
Yeah, one and two were on point, pretty much.
But I don't think 2 was as good as 1. I think the end of 2 was great. Mm. I think the end of 2 was really pulling at your heartstrings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think this one's been good, but I don't know. It has the right feel of Rick and Morty, but there's just, it feels like something's missing. I'm not quite sure what.
Mm, probably Jerry.
He's not in it as much. Imagine that plot twist. It's Jerry that's the problem.
Well, no, but he's not in this season as much because he's, true. He's been to... Spoiler alert.
Where they got divorced. Well, I suppose that was the end. Was that the start of series 3? Or...
I think it was.
To be honest, if anyone gets triggered to the fact that Jerry and Beth get divorced in Rick and Morty, you can go fuck yourself. Like, that's so obviously coming. And also, the show is clearly not about that part of the story. So many other cool parts of the story.
Yes, I watched that. I've started BoJack Horseman in the recent season.
I was hoping you'd say BoJack. Yeah.
I've only watched the first two.
Me and Kieran binged it a lot because we finished the Defenders series the other day.
Is it not super depressing?
Oh, yeah. To binge. Mate, you have no fucking idea. I'm not going to spoil anything, okay? But there's two episodes in particular I've seen that so far about his mum. One's about his mum's childhood, and one's about his mum now. And it is a lot to deal with. It's really. I was saying to Kieran when I was watching, I was like, I love this show so much because half the time I'm laughing because it's legit, like, actually funny.
Yeah.
And the other half the time I feel like I'm going to cry because it's so horrendously, soul-crushingly real.
Yeah, they probably do it on purpose. It's like comic relief and stuff. They do do it on purpose.
Yeah, BoJack, the show is fucking genius. Yeah. Like, everything about it is just so clever.
My favourite parts is when, like, the characters, because they're all so humanised, but then suddenly they just do something that is the animal that they are.
Like Mr. Peanut Butter. Yeah.
It's like, why have you got all these colanders? It's like, I don't know. I'm just quite excited.
It's like the guy just came to the door. I just really wanted a colander. It's like, okay. And he's like, he hates the mailman. He's like going to be like a 40-year-old like man, essentially. He's just dog. He's like, I hate the mailman. And he's like, I've got this feud with a mailman. It's like, oh, it's so brilliantly written.
Yeah, I do absolutely love any sort of like humans doing like bringing animal logic to humanity.
Oh, the memes of them are so good.
Yeah, it's just anything like that. It's so funny. Like, if you walk past and it's like, I don't know, monkeys when they pick nits, if you just like saw two people just sat there picking things off each other and things like that.
That would be funny. It's like there's that meme that I saw of the dog, and it's like the dog's face looks really annoyed and kind of upset looking at straight at the camera, and it's taking a shit. And it's like, don't look at me like that, Steve. Where do you do it, Steve? You do it in our house, in the toilet, where I drink from, Steve. At least I do it outside. It's like, that's so good.
Or like when one fish gets like a small injury, all the fish attack it.
Really?
Like, obviously, we've got the fish tank at work.
Yeah.
So one of the fish, I don't know, it must have just hurt its tail or something. All the fish died eating its tail. I was just thinking of that in like human terms. It's like if someone fell over, it's like, oh no, I like twisted my ankle or something. Literally just a group of people, one run around and just start kicking the shit out of this person. Like, why are you doing this to me? It's like, oh, survival of the fittest, motherfucker.
That's amazing. Just curb stop his head. Like, bam!
Yeah.
Bitch, get out of the way. That's nice, yeah.
But anything, and that's why I love BoJack. But
I love
it. I recently watched Bates Motel and finished that as well, which I know Laura was pestering you to watch.
Yeah, is it good?
But it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. It's it goes really in depth into like the psyche of like Norman Bates.
Yeah, because he was based on three serial killers. Between us, me and Reese covered this on Visual Digest. That's how old that is. It was Ted Bundy. Was one of them. Ed Gein, and there was another one. And basically, Ed Gein is the main sort of one for Bates because his mum died in his house, and he didn't do anything with her. She just like sat on a chair, and he just left her there for like ages.
Yeah.
And I think the way he got found is someone complained about the smell, and they went in there, and he had like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and. Oh, wait, no, I'm getting all confused. Sorry. Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and... what was the first one I said? I'm doing terrible at this.
Silence of the Lambs.
Let's wipe this clean. Let's try again. I'm sorry, guys. Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Psycho. All three of those psychos in that are based on the one guy, Ed Gein. None of them based on Ted Bundy. Sorry, Ted Bundy's someone else.
Yeah.
Ed Gein, he basically... I think they found women with their throats cut hanging in his shed or something, and they'd all been drained. And he put human skin over like lampshades.
Mm.
He made a belt out of nipples. I think he made a human suit as well to make him into like a woman.
Oh, he was so weird.
He was like severely, severely like fucked up, abused by his mum, and she was saying like she used to beat him and say that the women are like the devil, and like they're the most horrendous things ever. And obviously, you can't. What people don't get, especially about sexuality and stuff, is that. That's why a lot of priests and shit, when they're told, you know, when they can't have sex and then they end up fucking little boys.
Yeah.
It's like, when you repress sex, it doesn't just go away. What happens is it comes out as unhealthy. Either you become You can become a rapist or a paedophile or things like that can come from severe sexual repression.
Mm.
Or what can happen is you can be really angry and pissed off all the time. You know, a lot of people theorise that, you know, when you get like school shootings and shit, a lot of the time that's people who are so, what's the word? I think it's disenfranchised. No, wait, that's, I think it's to do with politics. When they're just like disconnected from people. And it's just like when that happens and you get so cut off, you end up kind of spiraling in your own mind a little bit. So yeah, all those Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. In Silence of the Lambs, not Anthony Hopkins' character, it's Buffalo Bill who's the main one.
I haven't actually seen Psycho, so now that, because I've seen like,
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, because it's so old. It's like, I know the 60s, whole thing about it. Grey.
You know the entire plot. You know there's a and it's like the red blood slowly going down the drain. It's
So like this weekend, me and Laura are going to watch it since we both finished Bates Motel now. But yeah, it is like really good.
I need to watch The Room or something. I need to, before Disaster Artist comes out.
I really want to watch The Room with you.
What we should do a podcast where we watch The Room and then we just do a mini, like,
people watch us watching The Room.
Do like a live stream. No one would want to watch that. I wouldn't want to watch me watch that. Fuck that.
But then if you haven't got access to watching The Room, you would get to secondhand watch.
Oh, you're lucky. What we should do, yeah, we should watch it at some point. I should have orchestrated this better and we could have somehow tried to do it now, but what we'll do in the future, I have to find out when the Disaster Artist comes out as well, because I have to watch it before then.
And then have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, well, I saw one of the trailers for it.
Was that the really short one? Where what is Line?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a longer one now, but like, I would watch The Room first before that trailer, because the trailer's very... If you can spoil a movie that bad, it does spoil it. So.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yeah, what we should do is watch The Room and then just do like a mini pod and just have like a little review of The Room. That'd be great.
It wouldn't. It really wouldn't.
I just need to watch that film. We've got to sort that out soon. We've got to, we've got to watch that soon. In the next couple of weeks, come over in the week and we'll do it. Maybe release it as like a mini thing before we're releasing this. Ooh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll coincide with the release of Disaster Artist. I don't know. I haven't figured this shit out. But what are we talking about? We're talking about the psychopaths. Oh, Bates Motel. Well, I've finished series 3 of Narcos, because you haven't started Narcos yet, have you?
No, yeah, we're going to start that soon, I think.
Need to, so, so goddamn
good. Yeah, I've had it on my list for a long time.
Yeah, so I've got that, I've got El Chapo on my list, because it's basically, because El Chapo, I think, is the drug cartel guy who, wasn't he the one in Mexico that you, when you were there?
I can't remember.
I don't know if that was El Chapo or not.
There was one guy, it was just before you went there, yeah, he like, managed to get himself out of prison, but I can't remember what
his name is. But there's El Chapo got lined up, and there's a show that everyone's been going on about, which is called Ozark.
Yeah, I saw Alex Hart was talking about that.
Yeah.
The one with Jason Bateman.
Yeah, yeah. And
which I will watch.
Laura Linney, I think it is the woman. And I think Reese and Jasmine and Kieran have watched it, and they've all been saying it's amazing. So I've started that. I've watched the first two seasons of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's I haven't watched season 3 yet, because obviously... Spoiler alert, Pirate Bay's down, and I can't afford to buy them, I can't afford to buy them on DVD or Blu-ray or anything, and I don't really know where Peaky Blinders is shown. Is it Sky, or?
Well, I thought it was on BBC when it was coming out, I'm pretty sure it was.
That might be true, but
me and Laura were watching them, like,
episodically.
Well, when they came out on, like, BBC 1 or 2, whatever it was on, so,
Well, it's the thing is, it was on iPlayer. They don't, like, Planet Earth 2 was on iPlayer, but it was only on there for a week.
Yeah, they get rid of everything so quickly on iPlayer.
It's so stupid they do that. It's literally ridiculous. And then, like, Netflix pay... I suppose they do it because they probably make more money from Netflix buying stuff off their shows. Like, there's loads of BBC shows on Netflix, like The Office.
Sherlock.
Well, there's Sherlock, there's The Office, there's QI. Actually, I don't know if QI's... Is QI still BBC? Or is it Nave now? I don't know. But there's lots of shows down... I think Downton Abbey, am I imagining that? There's a few shows on BBC that are meant to be these big BBC exclusives, and then a year or two later they go on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for series 3, because I think the second series came out on Netflix when the third series aired, sort of time.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that with Peaky Blinders. I've been watching, was it Designated Survivor? I haven't started that yet, but Jasmine, Reese and Kieran all watched it, and they've been bumming it, and they've been moaning at me to watch it.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah, I've Kiefer Sutherland.
On my list.
And then once I've done all of those, because they're all one or two seasons long, even though Designated Survivor's now started the second series, like, can these series just slow down? How can I have time? But then there's House of Cards, which I keep meaning to, but it's like five bloody seasons. It's like,
I felt the same, and then when I had like 4 days on my own, I just rinsed all of it.
That's all you did, just like, but 5 episodes of House of Cards, 20 minutes on Pornhub, 5 episodes. That's just all you do all day by yourself. That's all men do. We watch Netflix and wank. That's it. Don't even eat. that's a lie. No human men eat by themselves. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah. But what was I going to say now?
Good. I'll be watching, obviously, If It's a Family, I watched that.
Yeah, I'll watch that as well.
I watched Luke Cage, Daredevil, Iron Fist.
Haven't started on those.
Don't start Iron Fist. Iron Fist is not good.
No, I saw on your review that it wasn't very good.
Well, I didn't even, on Iron Movies, I didn't even put up a review of Iron Fist, because I didn't even finish it.
Well, no, but as in, like, from Defenders, yeah. You were like, yeah, don't watch it. So.
Well, it was just like, I tried it, and I watched a few episodes, I watched half of Kieran, and we were just like...
Just nothing happened.
Well, it was not only that nothing happened, and the characters were really... Well, the characters were pretty annoying. There were two characters in it that is Danny Rand's, like, childhood friends, and they're quite interesting characters, but they're not quite in it enough, and Danny Rand is so fucking annoying. He literally goes on about the Iron Fist constantly. Yeah, he gets in fights all the time and just doesn't use it, and I think the whole point of it is he can't focus his chi, and he can't fully... bring to fruition, bring about the power, and he's unfocused in the whole show, including Defenders. Everyone keeps saying how much he's still a child, he's still like this, but it's like they don't fully, completely, from how much I saw, address it. It's just kind of like, it's kind of hinted at, and then just randomly when the plot wants him to, he can just use the Iron Fist. And it's like, if I went into a fight with someone and I knew I was going to win without the Iron Fist, I would still use the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
It's just like, why would you not? It's like, I could struggle and fight this person for 10 minutes and get hurt slightly, or I could punch them once with the Iron Fist that's indestructible and can like punch through steel swords and shit, and they just end the fight. And obviously that would be worse TV, but it's like, well, don't have such a shit character. Have it more balanced or something, you know?
Yeah.
Luke Cage is bulletproof. They managed to make that, like, he's almost completely indestructible. They managed to make that interesting.
Yeah.
But the Punisher series comes out soon, and I'm so excited.
That's what I liked about Bates Motel, is every episode something happened. Like, episode one was brutal, straight off. So, but yeah, it was
I'm looking forward. Yeah, I'll add that to my list. It's just... It's one of the annoying things, because I was going to watch Peaky Blinders earlier, and then Orange and New Black came out, series 5, and I was like, well, I guess I have to stop doing what I'm doing and watch all Orange and New Black, because I fucking love it.
It's almost, you have to order what you watch by how much it's talked about, because if it's a show that's very popular, it's got to go straight priority as soon as it comes out, because spoilers.
Yeah, well, it's like Game of Thrones. Fortunately, I didn't get anything spoiled for me, but Bradley did, but we managed to, obviously it's only 7 episodes, so we managed to watch that in 3 sittings. And this season was fucking awesome.
I thought it was amazing.
And they've just cut the fat. That was the problem with the last couple of seasons, is the good bits were unbelievably amazing, but there was about 2 to 3 hours each season where nothing really happens.
Yeah.
And now they've cut that out, and now every episode's just sick as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like Stranger Things 2, that comes out soon. That's probably going to be out by the time this airs. And I can't wait for that, but I just don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, same. When it came out before, everyone was talking about it, no one really... gave any spoilers, so that was...
I'm not going to spoil what happens, just in case, for those who haven't watched it. If anyone hasn't watched it, you need to go fucking watch it. It's unbelievably good. Yeah. But the... I don't think... I guess you could have kind of spoiled the ending, but not to ruin the show, but it's not like... It's not like episode 5 of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It's not like a Luke, I am your father, and the entire show, you go, what the fuck? And the whole thing flips on its head. It's like...
Luke... Who was his father?
If anyone hasn't seen Star Wars episode 5, what was that, 1980 or 1981 or something? It's just like, if you watch that, you're fucking 36 years behind to catch up. But it hasn't got that sort of thing in it, where there's obviously a couple of other shows that do have those sorts of big things.
Yeah.
Have you watched 13 Reasons Why yet?
No, that's still on the list.
That's really good. Surprisingly.
Yeah, we'll get on that.
It didn't look like it was going to be very good, and then what's going on about it, I was like, fine, I'll give it a go, and I watched it, and I think I enjoyed it almost more than anyone I know. I was fucking addicted to it. Was that when I was at work?
Yeah, you were watching it at work, yeah.
I was just obsessed. I'd get home from work, and I'm just excited to go home and watch 13 Reasons Why. So I think I enjoyed watching that show more than almost any of them. It was almost like there was this thing I spoke to Carla about, but I can't remember if I spoke to her when I saw her the other week, or if I spoke to her when I saw her, it was on the podcast. But there's this thing called... the call of the void, and it's basically when you know when you stand at the edge of a cliff and there's that voice that says you should jump, or you're driving a car and you go, I could just swerve right now and kill everyone. And obviously you don't.
Think you posted about it on Facebook or something like that.
I shared something about it.
That's very interesting.
It's just that, because it is that weird thing of just everyone's basically fucked up. That's almost the kind of running theme of this podcast is basically the other irony of honest conversation with interesting people. Basically, everyone is an interesting person. That's why it's interviewing all these quote unquote normal people. But also, it's all about balance and moderation of, you know, there's going to be episodes in the future where I go more into my opinions on religion, my opinions on drugs. I'm going to have a podcast where, to some degree, I'm going to talk about my dad a lot more, you know, because I've spoken a bit about that, but I haven't really gone into detail about it. But with everything, it's just all about balance, you know, with drugs. Once again, I'm not going to go into my whole idea about drugs at the moment, but with anything, drugs being cigarettes, alcohol, if we just say alcohol, weed, and smoking, for example, and then eating food, say sugar, any of those things, you do it all the time, it's going to mess you up.
Yeah.
But you do them in moderation, and you can have a almost like a healthy dependence in a way. You know, cigarettes kind of different thing because unlike sugar, obviously you eat, so it gives you energy and stuff, but it's obviously quite bad for you. Maybe that does more damage to you in the long run. But alcohol and cannabis, at least, there's a means to an end. It's like, I consume this because I want my current being to feel different. So, yeah. But everything in this podcast are meant to be human and balanced. And the thing is that everyone listening to this podcast, everyone who's ever will be or has been on this podcast is fucked up. That's it. All of us are completely fucked up. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's part of being an adult is you grow up, and the moment that really hit me, and I think I've said this before on the podcast, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but it's like, the moment where you realize you're kind of like a quote unquote true adult is when you realize that no adults have any fucking idea at all. Like, you realize that, oh, they're all just completely guessing almost every day, isn't it?
Yeah, because when you're a kid as well, it's like, oh, I don't know this, I guess I'll ask my parents. And they always come back with an answer.
Yeah.
But then, like, as you get older, you're like, oh, they just winged it. Or, like, yeah. I mean, our generation is going to be worse because we'll just be like, oh, we'll just Google all the answers. Like, it'll be that thing of, like, your kid asks you something, you quickly Google it, and then you give them the answer, and then you seem smart. Like,
well, that's the thing, because Joe Rogan spoke about that a bit, and he said, like, what I'll try and do with my kids is be... I loved my dad a lot, and obviously I do still love my mum a lot, but they were obviously flawed. All parents are flawed, to be fair. But
everyone's flawed, as we've
said. There we go. Yeah, everyone's fucked up and flawed, and everyone's winging it. But all parents are flawed. My parents are flawed. And one of the things is that dad could never admit he didn't know something.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem is that, yeah, I remember him saying some random shit sometimes. And one of the things really stuck in my head, and it upsets me a little bit to think about, and it's, he said... With Star Wars, he always loved Star Wars. You know, I've got my Star Wars tattoo, and that's kind of like a homage to him. And probably one of the reasons I like Star Wars so much is probably because of Dad. But yeah, as I said, I'll get into that more another date. But he once said to me, and I believed him for a while, and then I was just like, once I got to turn age, I was like, what the fuck? Where did you get this from? And it's just, all I'm about to tell you is true. He actually said this to me once. But it wasn't based on any evidence or anything. He just came out with it, and I just kind of rolled with it. He was like, I was talking about Star Wars or something, and George Lucas, and he was like, oh, yeah, George Lucas is a bit of a... I can't really say it, but he's a bit of a something. And I was like, okay, why is that? He was like, well, because he believes it all, doesn't he? And I was like, what? And he was like, he believes it's all real. He thinks it actually happened. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was obviously like, I think I was like 12 or something. And I just look back and I go, what the fuck, Dad? Come on. For God's sake, he obviously did not believe it. He sold the rights to Disney. If he really believes in it,
yeah.
It's just like, what? He only, like, he wrote them all, but he didn't do 100% of everything for all of them. You know what I mean? It's like, he would just, sometimes my dad would just say something to kind of seem like he knows something when even if it's untrue. And I used to do that, but I used to when I was an infant.
Yeah.
You know, all children lie quite a lot.
Yeah. I don't think there's any such thing as like true adulting. It's just like, I'm old enough to guess now. That's basically it.
Yeah. I kind of feel like true adulting is like knowing that you and everyone around you is kind of shit at most things,
yeah.
But there's some things that you're not shit at, and that's kind of what you got to roll with.
Yeah.
And it's just like, try and be, because life is unfathomably, disgustingly depressing and horrendous, but it's also unfathomably beautiful and breathtaking and amazing. The only problem is that the soul-crushing depression is kind of there all the time, as like literally like a shadow. You can't have light without a shadow. I mean, you can have pure darkness without light, but you can't have pure light without shadow. So it's kind of like there's always that degree of like a cloud over your head in a way, and then you have these moments that are just beautiful. Sometimes it's just laying in bed with your partner, and you just look at them and they look at you and you both kind of smile and it's just like, this is just perfect. You get those moments that are just like, this is what makes life worth living. And it's like, it's more so you get moments and small time periods that make life worth living, and the rest of it is either really neutral or quite shit. That's kind of part of it, and people can't deal with that.
Yeah,
people find it very difficult to deal with this sort of thing. You know, I do wonder if a lot of people that we, well, a lot of people who've ever been diagnosed with mental disorders and all these sorts of other issues, it's like, I wonder if in a way everyone's really depressed, but it's kind of like your own dealing with it. Like, we're talking about BoJack, you know?
Yeah.
There's an episode of BoJack, which I won't spoil what happens, but you get to see BoJack's thoughts. You get to hear them. And it's probably my favourite episode of BoJack.
Mm.
You know, I've almost finished BoJack, so... But he's talking to a character in it at some point, and he's just got this voice in his head, BoJack, just all the time telling him he's shit. And someone says to him, you know, they're like a young person, they're like, you know, oh, there's this voice that keeps telling me that I'm shit, you know, does that ever go away? And he's kind of stares off into the distance and says it does, even though, obviously for him, it hasn't.
Yeah.
And I kind of realised that it doesn't. And I was thinking about it while I was watching BoJack, and it was like, kind of sat there, and when that scene happened, the episode finished and whatever, and I was talking to Kieran, and I was like, that may explain a lot of teenage depression in a way, teenage angst, because I think when you're a teenager, it's kind of...
You're not prepared to deal with that.
I think when you're a teenager, that's when the voice first kind of comes into your head, telling you that you're shit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess so. There's a lot of hormones going on. Like, you start getting spots, you start smelling. Like, there's a lot of reasons to feel bad about yourself in one go.
Insecure, you're expected to kind of know everything, but also be treated like you know nothing at the same time. It's really, I don't know how to properly raise a teenager, because obviously I'm fucking 23 and I've got no bloody idea. But I feel like almost when you're a teenager, that's when the voice comes into your head. Because I don't remember when I was 8 ever feeling almost, not never anything negative, obviously.
Yeah.
Because kind of everything had this kind of veil over it.
Yeah, you're kind of in a bubble. It's just like, this is my life.
This is my life and that's it. And I don't remember being, I remember being a bit lonely when I was a kid, but it was never bad until I became a teenager and I realised how lonely I was when I was a kid. Mm. And that made me sad. And I was just like, I think, because if people, maybe not everyone has that voice in their head, but I think everyone I've spoken to does, where... You try and do some stuff, and some people may have it louder than others or quieter, but you kind of always have that voice telling you that you're shit and you're worthless.
Yeah.
And it's just always saying you're terrible at everything.
I had it when you asked me to mic check. Like, what do I say? You're shit.
You're shit at everything you try.
Maybe that's it. Every time for the rest of my life when I mic check now, it'll just be like, I'll just say the most depressing things possible and make everyone listening feel bad for asking me. It's like, oh, can you do a mic check? It's like... yeah, sure. You know, life's a bit depressing, isn't it?
So life is horribly, horribly depressing and unfair.
Did you ever get rid of that voice that tells you that you're shit? No, me neither. The sound guy's there like, oh god. Well, runs out the room and he needs to like go and do something.
It's like an intro to a Moose Blood album.
Oh, Moose Blood.
Me and Callum were talking.
Diddlers.
Sorry?
Diddlers.
Me and Callum, why do you say diddlers?
Because the drummer left because he diddled.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's rumours going around about the singer as well, allegedly.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say for both of these, but I don't know.
Oh, that'd be really upsetting.
I hope it's not true.
Well, not only for the children, but also for the band.
But yeah, my friend won't listen to them because of it. But which I don't get, because I like, music is music, and it's like, I can still listen to Lost Prophets. I hate hearing Ian Watkins' voice and thinking... You diddled, but it's just like...
Just for reference, guys, diddling is touching kids, just so you know.
You don't diddle kids.
Don't diddle anyone, ever. Don't diddle unless they want to be diddled and they're of consensual age.
We don't diddle kids.
What, is that from What's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Frank writes a song about it.
That was it, yeah. I knew it was something to do with Frank about diddling, because I remember the troll toll.
Yeah.
Day man, night man. The Moose Blood thing. Me and Callum were talking about Moose Blood in the podcast I did with him. Mm. Because I was pretty certain it was Moose Blood. They're the one who've got the album it references Deja Intendu, and on the artwork, it's got it on the wall. Is that right?
I've got a t-shirt, and it's got... Because in the song, they say, like, bored with nothing to do, laying around here, listening to Deja Intendu. So they brought out a t-shirt where it's a guy and a girl laying in bed with a brand new poster on the wall. So it's like a double band t-shirt in one.
Yeah, that's stellar. Yeah, that was like if Moose Blood. It's one of those things with that sort of thing. Like, if you found... I wonder if the rest of the band knew.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. To be honest, going by what being in a band is like, I can see easily why people wouldn't know. Because, like, you meet up, you practice, you play a gig together. You have no idea what they're, like, messaging fans or...
Well, even, like, me and you work together, obviously. Yeah. And we hang out outside of work. But I don't hang out with anyone else who was at Wizbit outside of work. Mm. Charlotte, for example... Never, you know, I worked with her for, 2 years or something? Mm. I never saw her outside of work, ever. Except at, obviously, work-related events where we all were at. So, I don't know what she's like outside of work. She could be a completely different person. And it's like, that's spending 8 hours with someone every single day.
Yeah.
Whereas being in a band, you're like, obviously playing gigs and stuff.
I think people think that bands spend more time together than they actually do.
They probably spend a lot less time with each other than people think.
You know, apart from My Chemical Romance, because I saw an interview with... Gerard Way recently, he was saying they used to just go backstage and play World of Warcraft, like, with the whole band.
That's amazing.
On tour. So girls would be like, hey, can we come back? He'd be like, sure, but, you know, I'm just going to be leveling my druid.
That's fucking amazing.
I know.
Apparently, Muse, I think my brother told me this, so if it's all hearsay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Matthew Bellamy. Well, actually, I would be more sorry if he didn't keep releasing shit albums. It's just so upsetting to me. It's like, Muse, look, the Resistance wasn't perfect, but I could accept it. And then they released the Second Law, and then, they need to release a band called Ick, and an album called Ick, and because they're called Muse. It's Muse Ick. Why have you not fucking done this, Matt Bellamy, you cunt? They released the Resistance, and it was like, this isn't as good, but we have hope, you know? And then Second Law came out. I was like, this is really not very good at all. And then he said that dubstep is the future of metal. It's like, well, first of all, you're not in a metal band. You're in an alternative rock band, which I love, but shut the fuck up. And second of all, you can't say dubstep is the future of anything, because every time you say that, you sound like an asshole, because everyone knows it's not going to be.
Yeah.
Literally everyone. I think Korn said it at some point. You're like, I felt like if I could talk to Jonathan Davis of Korn and be like, right, I know that dubstep's the in thing and you want to be cool, okay? You're going to make an album that's got loads of dubstep stuff on it and most of it is going to be shit, but you're going to have a couple of tracks that are really good. That's okay. But don't tell everyone that everything's going to become dubstep. Dubstep is one genre of, like, it's like a subgenre of electronic.
Yeah.
It's like, there's quite a few dubstep songs that are really cool, but you can't say that any part of any music is the future of music, because we've only had real music for about... I'd probably say about 100 years, maybe 80 or something. I'd say like around the 50s is probably when recorded music became a much bigger thing.
Yeah, I think generally music probably started like, as in like chanting.
Oh god, yeah, cavemen. Thousands and thousands of years ago. Yeah, I believe, you know, theatre and stuff in the Roman times. Bring it back. What, cave paintings and cave chanting?
You just go to a gig and it's just like, it is literally in a cave.
That'd be amazing.
You'll just chant and then everyone goes home.
That sounds more like some sort of cult. Yeah. I was like, what was Seasons of Wreckage going to do? You're going to start a cult where you just go to caves and just chant lyrics?
Yeah, we're going to be like ridiculously hipster so much far that we go back to the cave era and
that is pretty
bring
hipster.
That back.
That is good. And you like
but everyone in their vapes, of course. It's just a big cloud. That's what all the smoke is. There's no fire. It's just people vaping.
Do they often be vegan as well?
Yeah, I mean, you could...
At least very consciously aware of what you're eating. Like,
I think more so everyone is a vegetarian and there's one vegan who judges the rest for not being a vegan.
Is that
going to
be in the band or is that in the crowd?
In the crowd. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to... How are you going to work... Well, I suppose you always know if there's going to be a vegan because they'll fucking announce it. Hey! So one vegan at a time, please. Like, how can you say that? We've got so much moral superiority over you. So, okay, we'll take that one.
Yeah, so all the vegetarians don't really say anything, but then the one vegan arrives and says, like, he's vegan. Mm. And then all the vegetarians are like, oh, cool, we're all vegetarians. And then he judges the shit out of all of them.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
People have...
He's got some sort of anti-meat vape.
Anti-meat vape. Was that like a broccoli-scented vape?
Yeah.
How do you smell steamed broccoli? It's fucking awful. I eat broccoli a lot, and it's like, oh, it smells horrendous. Anti-meat vape. Wow. That's not like an album.
I reckon that could sell.
An anti-meat vape.
What? Well, not an anti-meat vape, but just vegan vapes. That's the name of the shop.
I'm pretty sure that all vapes are vegan friendly. They're not liquid chemicals mixed together to vaguely taste of something. There's no, I don't know if you can get. You probably can get like chicken flavored vape.
That would be vegan.
Fucking awful. Imagine that. Oh,
fresh chicken vape. Because you know, no matter how fresh the chicken is, as soon as you unwrap it, it stings.
Yeah,
that must be what the vape smells like.
God, that'd be awful.
Mm. Yeah. Or like just freshly opened cheese vape. You know when you open a new packet of cheese, it always smells horrible.
Oh, mate. Freshly opened cheese vape and fresh chicken vape. You talk about vegan vapes and now you've just gone the opposite way. You talk about cheese and chicken.
Yeah, that is true.
Vegan vapes. Oh, Sylvania. That's good. Oh, Christ. I can't think straight now. I'm thinking too much about the vapes. It's just too funny.
Everything to do with vape is funny. That is like the funny memes where it's just like one guy peeing at the urinal and then just, the guy walks in and it's got like 20 urinals and he goes next to him. He's like, I vape.
Oh, so that picture of that kid who's doing that weird face expression. It's like, and he's like straining really long. And it says above it, it's either when you haven't told someone you're vegan in more than 10 seconds, or it's the if you haven't told someone that you vaped in more than 10 seconds. Both of those things are so good. I want to clarify, I don't give a fuck about if people vape or are vegan.
Or vegan, yeah.
I don't, I'm trying to think. I haven't.
Well, I almost like admire it. Like, it's even vegans admit it's a lot of self control.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I respect the shit out of their life choices. I just don't like it if they talk down to me. It's like, you know, it's just one of those things where it is a hard line because, unfortunately, I can be, well, especially in the past, I've been a bit of a dick about religious stuff and being like, you know, I understand it is kind of hypocrisy, me going, how can you support Islam or Catholicism when they are, when their doctrine is homophobic, okay? If I say that, right, obviously not every Muslim is homophobic and not every person who reads the Bible, obviously, no, Catholicism is specific to Catholics, not Christianity, but if not everyone who's Catholic is necessarily really homophobic and not everyone who's a Muslim is necessarily homophobic, but if I say that they are, which obviously I don't believe they are, but if I said they were, then me judging them for it and me saying to them, like, you should be Islam because it's homophobic, then people would go, okay, I'm obviously being homophobic is really bad, but you do realise that you eating meat and consuming eggs and milk with the factory farming is destroying the lives of so many more animals than you can even fathom.
Yeah.
Like, the amount it just... You get the chickens are just in those tiny little boxes.
That's so horrible.
And they just shit, and it's like grating, so the shit just goes through, and there's just chickens covered in shit. They get so fat, they can't even move, and their legs break, and things like that, and it's just like... That's horrendous and fucked up. I don't want to live in a world that does that. However, I'm hoping that the stem cell burger stuff is going to come about because I think the cheapest. I think I heard on the Joe Rogan Experience they said you can buy one now for $80 or $800 or something like that. I remember the first one about 4 or 5 years ago was like $20,000. So it will slowly become a thing. I think they said by 2050 they want it in shops. Or I might be putting numbers up my ass. I do apologize for this, my friends. Yeah, just like stem cell. Because that would kind of, in a sense, that would cure veganism and vegetarianism. Well, cure it. It may sound like it's a fucking disease. Let me know that. But you know, no one would have to be vegan or vegetarian if 100% of meat and milk you got was purely synthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as there are no weird, you know, World War Z issues or some shit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. What's that? What we're talking about vegans. I really do respect vegans. There's a couple of people I know, like Stu and Jason of Decipher. They're both vegan.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I think it's a really, really difficult thing to do. Yeah. And it's, in all honesty, to be purely blunt, I am simultaneously too poor, lazy, and indulgent to be a vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know a lot of people, including vegans, go, oh, it's not actually that expensive to be vegan. It's like, well, it is compared to what I eat.
It's just more expensive than not.
So yeah, it's being vegan is basically like really eating really well as a meat eater. But I don't eat really well as a meat eater. Like, I buy bags of sausages from like Tesco for like 80p for like 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, even when I don't do that, that's the extreme. But it's like, you know, when I buy bags of chips and stuff, it's only about a quid or something per bag, and I put them in the freezer and they last ages, and it's like I buy everything in bulk and I freeze it all, and then I just kind of, I don't have the most healthy, most high quality diet, but I have quite a balanced one.
Other superstores are available
other than Tesco. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Tesco has, let's just list them all off to make sure we get everyone. Don't want to you know, leave anyone out. But yeah, it's like with being vegan, obviously, to make veg tastes good, you have to be a good cook, or you have to know how to cook. And I'm not a good cook. I don't really know how to cook very well. I can cook a baseline to keep myself alive, and I can make a pretty good omelette. And that's about it. You know? You can
cook up a baseline. Are we going back to band talk?
Oh, there we go. In with the puns. Oh, fucking hell. I was going to say, I do want to talk about that. I realised, completely forgot about that. I want to go to that in one sec, but I will just say about the vegan thing is, I respect people who are vegan, but it is more expensive to be vegan than to eat the way I'm eating now, because ideally, I'd have like All the chicken I'd buy would be fresh from the butcher. Mm. All the meat I'd buy would be fresh from the butcher. All the veg I'd buy would be fresh. But I don't have enough time for that. And also, I don't, my life schedule can't be organized around my eating.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to get home and be like, okay, I've got half an hour. Well, I can chuck some chicken and chips in the oven, or some chicken and in the oven, and then chuck some microwave rice and veg in some bags in the fucking microwave.
Yeah.
20 minutes, I'm ready to eat, or 5 minutes if I have some noodles or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You meet a lot of vegetarians who are like, I would go vegan, but the cheese.
Cheese is
the main thing. Yeah. But most of them.
Well, that's the thing, because like vegetarian curries, they have the soft or hard cheese in there.
Or it's like, halloumi replaces burgers and things like that. Yeah.
Well, it's like if you get rid of meat, you can replace the protein you get from meat, you can replace it with eggs.
Yeah.
And a lot of the sort of fat as well, you can get from cheese.
Yeah.
But you take away the cheese and the egg, and it's just like, that just cuts so much out.
I do want to clarify as well, though, when we're saying about vegans constantly talking about being vegan, like, other people are worse. Like, where Laura's a vegetarian, she gets so many people who are just like, don't you miss this? And it's like, okay, I've been vegetarian for, like, so many years, like, don't need to ask me every day if I miss bacon kind of thing. Like, the amount of people who just ask things like that will be like, oh, but bacon smells so good, though. And it's just like, it is one of those things where it's like, I've made my decision. Like, I know what I'm missing. Like, I know what I'm sort of not having.
Yeah.
Well, so we as meat eaters, are just as bad as vegans.
Yeah, to be honest,
everyone is terrible.
Everyone's terrible in every way. That's the thing. We're all too attached to our ideas, and we all, myself included, and it's because people find a sense of identity from what they believe in and what they enjoy in life, you know. And I think I'd love to live in a world where we don't have to hurt any animals, because I don't, this is something that's gonna have to be a topic for like a whole fucking big discussion or something.
What, animals?
Well, yeah, it's one of those things of like, do you it's so hard to even start the sentence of where I'm trying to figure out where my head's at, if I just kind of ramble for a second. Humans, I believe, in general, are worth more one-for-one than an animal.
Mm.
But you can obviously, the thing is, people can argue, what about a dolphin? What about a whale? They're potentially as intelligent as we are, and they're the same sort of size, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I know, but to be an asshole, we have the power. And it's like, if there are two people, or if there are two things that are completely identical in every single way, but one of them has to die, and one of them has 0.1% more power, and that's the only deciding thing, that's what happens. So in that regard, and also I'm human, so it's biased. If I said I believe that, you know, all chipmunks are better than humans, then it's like, why the fuck are you not killing humans and saving chipmunks? But it's like, where do you cut the line? Like, you know, few people, me and Bradley were talking about this actually, on the podcast we did, and it was like, where's the line of how many puppies equal one human? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would you kill Laura, right, well, I suppose your girlfriend, right, to save every puppy in the world? Now, that's the kind of question no one wants to answer, because can't win.
Yeah,
You don't have to answer that question. I was asking
all the puppies dead. Well, I'd make a bed out of them and lay on them.
With Laura.
Yeah.
All the dead puppies, you make a castle out of these dead puppy carcasses and live in it with Laura. It's that sort of thing. Do you know
I'm allergic to cats, so they wouldn't come by. Just be like, oh, not going in the dog castle today.
That's good. Yeah. You know what I mean? If most people, you know, a lot of people, especially vegetarian stuff, go, oh, you know, all lives are equal. So, well, no, they're not. To be frank, right, I love frogs. I think they're awesome, okay? But a frog to me does not equate to a dog, okay? If you say, right, you have two animals in front of you, and there's a dog looking at you, wagging its tail, half smiling with its eyes wide, and a frog, I'm going to kill the fucking frog. Do you know what I mean? So there's something that makes certain animals more valuable than others.
I think it's a lot to do with, like, bonding with them and things like that. I'm trying to think of the word for it.
Well, there's personification is part of it. Which
like dogs have personality and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry, I said so then, like I was going to interrupt you.
No, that was the word I was looking for, was, like, personality. So I think that does add value to that.
I think it's anthropomorphizing is when that's anthropomorphic is what the characters are in BoJack are, is that animals like humans.
Yeah.
It is like, that you project the personality onto a dog and cats. But also, do you know the dogs actually show, like, dogs, when they were wolves, all dogs come from wolves. Mm. Every single breed of dog comes from wolves. And so
or Wolverhampton.
And coyotes as well, or coyotes. They're all from wolves as well. And the wolves actually started... There's evidence that was released recently that says that dogs actually started... They became domesticated by choice.
Mm.
What happened is, we'd be around the campfire and we'd have something cooking or whatever, like a pig on the roast or something. And we'd be eating that, and then these wolves would come by and try and attack us. And it's like, well, we can kill the wolves, or we can just give them a portion of our food. And then you give them a portion of the food, and then they stay there, and then they ward off any other bigger predators. Like, if you get a pack of wolves, it's less likely a bear's going to attack you.
Yeah.
And it kind of... What they say is that that just happened over long periods of time, and then they became more domesticated, and then we obviously decide to... you know, selectively breed, fuck them up, and create French bulldogs who are adorable but have all fucked up noses. They can't breathe out properly. And
doggos and puppers.
Doggos and puppers.
Mm-hmm.
But the... What do you think, like, in regards to that? The animals and the value of them and, like...
It was a really tough one. Like, I agree. No one's probably going to put an animal above a human life. But it's that thing of, as well... So say like a murderer. So well, someone's probably going to put a dog above him because he's killed people. So that's also brought into it, is how good of a person is that thing that you're comparing them to and things like that. And then you get like the dog breeds that have been trained to fight and it's not their fault, but people still put them down and just...
Yeah, because pit bulls are, you know...
I think it's ridiculous to ban the breed. It's just like, it's the trainers that are doing it. But
that's the thing. Humans ruin things for everyone else.
I can't remember what it was. I was... listen to it. I think it was a Drawfy podcast, you know, I told you about. It's called What Should We Draw?
Okay.
So basically the first half of it, they just talk, and like we are now.
Yeah.
And one of them's taking notes, so his name's Nathan, and then they have a break, and then the second half they recap the notes and come up with something they can draw from what they talked about. So it's like the caption is like making art, using the art of conversation to make art about a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Which is really clever. But they're talking about, like how humans ruin everything. So it's like the first man that created fire, he's like, oh, we could use this to like see in the dark. And like, oh, we could burn each other with it. And it's just like they just went on with that, of like everything that happens. It's like, oh my god, we can use this bomb to build a hole, to blow a hole in the dam so that water can run through to the village. It's like, or we could use it and blow up the other village. And then it's like, and there is, they just had this idea of like someone who was always there with the like reverse idea of what it was used for.
That is
but
what
it is
do.
It is literally what people do.
People ruin everything for everyone else. It's like it's like you know, I'm going back to the fucking drug conversation. It's gonna make me sound like I'm some sort of massive druggie when I'm not at all. But it's like you know, oh, well, you know, well, this person... let's use drinking, actually. It's probably a better example. It's like saying, you know, let's ban drinking because people beat each other up when they're drunk. It's like, no, assholes beat each other up when they're drunk. So, why... It's really... Like, I've never been violent, for anyone, sober or drunk. So, I should be able to drink what the fuck I want. I don't want to drive, because that would be dangerous.
Yeah.
But, you know, why should I not be able to do something? Or, there's quite a few things like that, isn't there, in life, where it's just like... People ruin shit for everyone else because they're such assholes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we need knives to cut food. It's like, also, we can stab each other. It's like, just use it for the reason it was made for, good.
Yeah, but, like guns, like the good reason they were made for. Like...
Yeah, I'll let that hang for a little bit. Yeah.
There was another fucking shooting the other day.
The Vegas thing is awful. That hotel that he shot from, I suppose you've dated this podcast now because it was a few days ago.
Yeah, I often mention the date in it anyway, so...
That hotel that he shot from was where Laura stayed when she was out in Vegas.
Really?
Which is mad, yeah.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, it's just...
Crazy. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know if you've watched... not that I went out of my way to watch the footage of it, but...
I've seen nothing. I knew
about it. Because I read the news articles about it and stuff, and there's like videos on there of like the moment the concert stopped and things like that. So it's like, it's all playing and then you hear a few shots and then it's just suddenly stopped. But there's people like running around going like, oh, don't worry, it's fireworks. And it's like, you feel so awful. Like, yeah.
Christ. Which concert was it?
It was a festival for country music. So it'd been going on for a few days. And then, yeah.
Do they know, I haven't looked into any of this at all, even though I brought it up, but, I literally, or at work, basically, when you walk in through the reception, there's a flat screen TV on the wall, and it's just got the news playing all the time.
Yeah.
And it said Las Vegas attack or something, and I was like,
"There's over 600 injured."
600.
Yeah.
What the fuck was it? Stampeding and stuff or something, or what?
I think that was part of it, but yeah, it was just a lot. Like he basically had been up in this room. I'm I don't know the full story, but I think from what I've read and heard and stuff is that he had had so many guns in this room, and he'd been there for a few days. So I don't know if it was one of those things where he kept making trips and bringing more guns up and things like that. But he just unload one, get another.
They know if it's like a link to Islamic terrorism.
I think ISIS wanted to take credit for it, but as far as I'm aware, they haven't made any links. So he was a 64-year-old like white man from nearby. Like,
really?
Yeah. So
is he dead? Is he in captivity? What sort of?
I believe he's dead. I can't actually remember that one, but I think he is dead because there was a woman that he travelled with that they were looking for, and then his girlfriend's been brought in for questioning and things like that. But his brothers have been interviewed, and they're just like, I have no idea. It's horrible. But the videos, people are just like, oh, it's fireworks, don't worry. And it's just like, oh, crazy.
It's just it's one of those, I've said before, like, the thing is, America's guns, I don't think you can just take them away now. I don't think that would work. I think that's just the systems they've unfortunately done.
I was also reading that the gun laws in Vegas are much, are like one of the less stricter than many of the states. So apparently you can, you obviously have to have a license to sell like a gun shop.
Yeah.
They do a small or however much they go into a background check when you buy a gun.
Yeah.
But once you've got that gun, you can sell it to someone else or do whatever you want with it, and it's legal, and you can do a private sale without any checking, license, whatever. You don't need a gun license to have it.
Okay.
So basically, this guy could basically just go, can you go get me a gun? Yeah. You've got a clean back. Or if, like, it looks like he had a clean background, there's no reason why he can't buy all these guns. And it's just...
It's one of those things which doesn't make any sense. Like, I haven't heard an argument why anyone should ever own an automatic rifle who isn't solely in the military. You should never give a police officer an automatic rifle. Handgun, my only things are shotgun for like a small hunting shotgun, right? Like a two-shot, two-barrel one, right? You do not need like a Spaz, you know, Spaz 12 or anything. Yeah. Like a six or eight shots.
A Kimbo sawn-off shotgun.
From Call of Duty. Nice. You don't need it. You need a shotgun for certain animals. You have to have a shotgun. Like when you kill like birds in the air, you know, when you kill like ducks or things like that. The chance of you hitting a duck, what's flying in the air with a single shot handgun is fucking astronomical. But you have obviously the shotgun, the ball bearings that scatter.
Mm.
I hope they're called ball bearings? I don't know. They're little balls and they're like ball bearings regardless.
It's fine. I don't expect you to know much about guns.
Well, I'm fucking British. I don't need to, do I?
Yeah, I don't want to.
No. I like guns in a shooting range, or like I've shot air rifle and things like that when I was in scouts and shit. And it's fun, you know? But there is just no argument for... If in America they said, okay, everyone can own a handgun, I'd be like, that still doesn't solve the problem, but... Okay, you can't do like a mass shooting and kill like 100 people with a handgun.
Yeah.
Without, like, you shoot like maybe 7, 12, 15 shots in a clip, then you have to reload, okay?
Yeah.
Even if you have infinite ammo, you can't like shoot, you can't just hold down the trigger and fire off like 50 shots in random directions.
But that's the thing is with Vegas, it was just spread massive. Because, like, from the videos, it looked like, you know, he's quite far away, but he could just spray them, and there was like thousands of people there. And
when you have an automatic rifle, you don't need to be a good shot.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You know, obviously there are circumstances where there's a guy in America went up in the tower with a sniper rifle, and you go, this was years ago. It's one of the first mass shootings I think that was sort of recorded, I think he used to have really bad depression or stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff about it that I'm not an expert on. Slaughtering it. But he had really bad depression. He had a lot of shit going on. And then he went up to this clock tower, I think, and just shot people. Family Guy do a joke of it where Stewie does it. Stewie goes up to clock tower, he gets a sniper rifle. He's like shooting people.
I do remember that one.
That's him. That's what the parody is. I don't understand. I can't... Because people like, Americans are crazy about their guns, and you're like, we should take their guns away, they go, that's my fucking right. It's like, okay.
The problem is they've like got into a corner now. It's like, they need the gun for protection because other people have guns. Yeah. So it's just...
They say that, they go, well, I need to protect myself from someone else who has a gun. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Or if none of you had guns.
Yeah. It's like, do you know how many mass shootings there have been in Britain in the last like 10 years? It's like, well, I say that and I was about to say zero, but I'm pretty certain there's been, was it Raoul Moat, I think? When I say mass shooting, I think he went around, I think he killed like, I'll have to look this up because I don't want to say five and then there'll be a lot more. But it's like, if I just...
The last number I checked for Vegas was 59 dead.
59, fuck.
It's just horrible.
Deaths. Three, including the perpetrator, so himself. Yeah. Right? So he and non-fatal injuries, one, right? And this was one of the most... The 2010 Northumbria police manhunt, right, which was a shooting, okay, which happened in Britain 7 years ago, okay. This was like a massive thing. I remember it being such a huge thing in the news. He killed two people and wounded one, like non-fatal. So that's a big deal in Britain. Hmm. That's 60 million people in Britain. That's a big fucking deal. Yeah. In America, it's like there's a mass shooting and like tens of people die, like every week, every month. It's like the people are saying there's a lot of times things happen in like more downtrodden areas, like quote unquote ghetto sort of areas, you know what I mean? Where mass shootings happen there all the time. People just don't report it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a group of white people in a built up city. It's just.
I think the thing I do feel sorry for with Americans is there are actually a lot of like, I don't want to say like lefties or anything like that, but there's a lot of like quite liberal people out there who do believe they shouldn't have guns and things like that. They even, like, you know, you see something happen on Facebook and then there's a big argument in the comic section.
Yeah.
There are loads of them that don't agree with their own gun laws.
Mm.
But then, it's often the, maybe like the South, quote unquote.
Yeah, it is that. Well, the problem is the stereotypes, isn't it? Stereotypes, when I say they do exist for a reason, I'm going to put a very big asterisk there because I don't want people thinking that I'm saying all stereotypes are correct. But when you get stereotypes, generally, they either come from like lies and propaganda sort of thing, which is, or like thousands of years of like oppression, this sort of thing. But a lot of the time, it's from a consistency that happens among them. And that's the end of part one. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Next week, part two will be out. And we talk about bullying quite a lot, because I was bullied a bit when I was a kid. And we talk about how you can kind of deal with that sort of thing, in our opinions. We talk about every human's just really imperfect and insecure. And that's completely fine. We're all really fucked up. And we've just got to kind of learn to live with each other and, you know, try not to be a douchebag to each other. And we also talk about Tom's Instagram page and his girlfriend Laura's Instagram page. We get into details about that in part two. And also, I forgot to mention in the intro, and I'm not going to record it now because I'm lazy and I'm a horrible human being, that Tom actually drew the artwork for this one, because obviously it's a slight variation on the normal one with just the microphone and stuff. And he's, as you can probably see, drawn the one with the mic, and it's saying, "My name's Mike too," because Tom loves puns. So yeah, I just thank Tom for that, and obviously part two will probably have a customised one, drawn one from him as well. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm surprised any of you got to this far after the episode with talking to someone interesting ends, and then it's back to me just whittering on at the end about bloody nothing. You know, it's almost done, guys. You know, hopefully you're probably thinking, I'm hoping he's going to say something important at the end. No, I'm not. I'll see you guys next week.